This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after his successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed two MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Modi on the setting up of the Entrepreneurship Development Centre in Namibia and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Three major announcements were also made during the visit on launching the digital payment system in Namibia later this year and entry of Namibia to the global initiatives led by India, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and Global Biofuel Alliance. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the loan recovery practices of non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, must be conducted in a fair, empathetic and respectful manner, as well as strictly aligning with the RBI's Fair Practices Code. She stated this while addressing the NBFC Symposium 2025 in New Delhi. The minister said that financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation.
Financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation. Lending should be based on genuine needs and repayment capacity of the customers. Loans should not be aggressively marketed or pushed. These messages are going to be seriously taken because that's what is going to be the underlying strength of NBFCs in the years to come.
The death toll in the collapse of a bridge over a river in Gujarat's Vadodara district has gone up to 12 with the recovery of three more bodies. Several vehicles plunged into the Mahisagar River after a portion of the four-decade-old bridge collapsed near Gambhira village near Padra town yesterday. Rescue operation is still continuing at the incident site. The district administration is constantly monitoring the rescue operations. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an inquiry into the incident. A fresh batch of over 7,300 pilgrims left the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu this morning for the Kashmir Valley on their pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. Meanwhile, with nearly 17,000 pilgrims paying obeisance at the Amarnath Shrine yesterday in South Kashmir Himalayas, the total number of pilgrims having darshan at the holy cave this year has gone up to 1,28,000. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at five places in Bengaluru in connection with allegations of undisclosed foreign assets held by Karnataka MLA S.N. Subbareddy and his family members. The searches cover the residence and business entities of the accused as well as key associates. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbh for the next 2 days. The weather agency has forecast heavy to moderate rainfall over northern and eastern parts of the country. These include Jammu, Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh today, while East Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till the 15th of this month. Several parts of Delhi NCR have witnessed moderate to heavy rainfall this morning. Heavy rainfall resulted in waterlogging and affected traffic movement in the several areas of the national capital. In view of heavy rainfall condition, the District Disaster Management Authority of Gurugram has advised all corporate offices and private institutions in the district to allow employees to work from home today. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a fresh round of tariffs on imports from 8 nations, Brazil, Sri Lanka, Algeria, Iraq, Libya, the Philippines, Moldova and Brunei. These tariffs will come into effect on August the 1st. Brazil got the highest tariff rate of the bunch at 50%. Brazilian President Lula da Silva has rejected any form of foreign control in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement to impose a 50% tariff on goods made in Brazil. In Test cricket, India and hosts England will clash in the third test of the five-match Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Lord's this afternoon. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.